A dream about a growing humanity. I dreamt I was tumbling down through time, and I had no control over which fragment I see. There was a mother writing a letter to a famous movie star. She was asking him to stop making movies because her boy didn't come back from war. And it worked. And she wrote many letters. There was a lot of shocked artists and actors. They had no idea how they shaped young, impressionable minds. Boys wanted to go to real war to be like the imaginary heroes they saw on TV. And then I struggled in my dream because my bullies were clearly ill. They were not all there. But the world's systems of justice do not differentiate between the ill and the healthy. And so a person made permanently ill in their mind by poverty is seen as equal to a man of knowledge, insight, intelligence. But the ill have little freedom of choice. They need therapy and safety, and good homes, and hope, and dreams. To punish someone who couldn't grow up, didn't know to learn, for something that they weren't sure they were doing, and then to send them to a hopeless place without a hope of healing, without any hope of rehabilitation, is wrong. If they can't walk among us, if they are permanently ill, then build special schools for them. Schools that bring hope. We mustn't punish them. They are already punished. Our humanity depends on everyone's humanity. And I saw Mr. Persig on his motorcycle with his boy, the wind in his face representing the cutting edge of reality. He was worried that his dynamic metaphysics is not real philosophy. It was not going to be taken seriously. The answers they discovered on road they traveled and experiences they shared created the body of knowledge that provided them with the forward momentum they needed to move ahead. I dreamt that Persig was just talking about authenticity, nobility, and dignity, and knowledge, and wisdom, and wise intuition. He is unafraid to show us how vulnerable philosophers are. That all it takes is ideas worth sharing, once or twice. Anybody can be a philosopher. We will each be heard. All these strange fragments added together to remind us that the world is not static. That it grows, moves, changes, and cares not to stop for things written on paper. Advancements in psychology. The trailer to the movie about Philip Zimbardo's work alone should invalidate laws and behaviors previously thought acceptable. Humanity must grow. Our cultures must drive us all forward. We must never assume that the world we are born into is a masterpiece. And we must never let ourselves think that others are in charge. It is our world. It belongs to us all. To make informed decisions, We require knowledge, wisdom, foresight, insight, and a sense of belonging. Without knowledge, we will not be able to see right from wrong. Nor will any of our decisions do our elder selves justice. Access to well-grounded knowledge is not difficult. Internet lectures alone may even suffice, but best-selling non-fiction audiobooks solve it completely. Humanity must not fall behind on growing up. The longer the delay, the greater the injustice. Read and listen to your books, my friends. Inherit the lifetimes of knowledge within. We can't send people to prison without any hope of rehabilitation for uninformed decisions that came on a whim. And we can't allow mere practice of law without functional rehabilitation and above all, meaningful education and universal basic income that truly lifts people out of poverty. We are the people. We outgrew borders long ago. We are one family on a lonely blue earth. We must learn to catch up with what is worthy of knowing. We can use science or love or both, or the leading edge of instinct powered by our humanity. But we must continue building this world. Each generation must make improvements and never stop. Those who stand in power today are to soon gracefully surrender to the better wisdom of the new generation. To preside is to wisely wait whilst the new generation becomes worthy of the position, and to quietly step down and put whatever wisdom was discovered to the books of history. To preside means not to continue repeating mistakes because they are on the books and therefore one will not be punished. There are only two sides to history, and only fools think it is the winning and the losing one. The two sides, as seen by the future generations, is the wrong one and the noble one. Let us all rise to the challenges of wisdom and making lasting and meaningful contributions to the human family. Let us not be lost to the wrong side. Let us not be passed over by the books of history. Let us help wisdom propagate. Let us stand up to every corner and every challenge. And let us speak out against the wrong, the mistakes, the incomplete, the unfinished. Let us not accept half measures, or good enough, or status quo, or the lowest common denominator minimums that get committed to law books. Let us remember who we are and how noble the human being. Let us stand upright in authenticity, dignity, wisdom, and compassion.